As most Texas history students know, the year 1836 was one of the most important dates in not only Texas but Goliad history. In 1836, Texas was in the midst of a war, and the settlers of Texas were testing their loyalties on whether they would remain loyal to Mexico or fight for Texan independence. In the fall of 1835, the Anglo-Celtic and Mexican Tejano citizens of Texas rebelled against the military government under General Santa Anna. In the following winter of 1836, Santa Anna moved an army up across the Rio Grande to quell the revolt. Santa Anna himself personally led the Mexican forces against the Texans at the Alamo, while General Jose Urrea moved up the Texas Gulf Coast and attacked Colonel Fannin's command at Goliad. Catching Fannin's men in retreat, Urrea's forces compelled the Texans to surrender after the Battle of the Coleto on March 19th and 20th, 1836, and taking them prisoner, marched them back to their old fort, the Presidio La Bahia at Goliad, to be held as prisoners of war. Then on Palm Sunday, March 27th, under Santa Anna's orders, those Texian prisoners were marched out and executed in what history has remembered as the Goliad Massacre. Massacre or execution? Depends on your perspective and what side of the war you're on. With us today is a survivor of the Goliad campaign and those executions, an American volunteer from Courtland, Alabama, named Isaac D. Hamilton.
Good morning. It was in the late fall of 1835 that Dr. Shackelford came back to Courtland, Alabama, where he was the physician in our town. He raised a company of 60 men, almost one-third of all of the able-bodied men in Courtland. We came to Texas, we stayed in some camps for a couple of weeks, and then when we received orders from General Houston and also a request from Colonel Fannin, we went to Goliad. We stayed there several weeks in Goliad, helped fortify that old fort, make it ready to withstand a siege, and then we, after all of the settlers in Goliad and Refugio and in that part of the state were, or that part of Texas, were secure and out of harm's way, we retreated to Victoria. On the way, General Urrea's army caught up with us, and after a battle on Saturday evening, the next day, General Urrea's artillery caught up, and we knew that we couldn't fight the artillery, so we surrendered, and we surrendered with conditions. The conditions were that our lives would be spared, that our personal belongings would be given back to us, and we would be sent back to the United States. About a week later, on Palm Sunday, following orders from Santa Anna, the Mexican troops marched us out in three or four different directions, and then on our group was the last group to leave through the Sally Port. We were marched about a quarter of a mile to the brush fence of the horse pens, told to face the brush fence and to kneel. Santa Anna's orders were read. Many of the young men stood up. I remember young Finner, who was right beside me, he stood up and he said, men, don't carry on so. Stand up and face them and die like men. On the command of Fuego, I received a musket ball through my thigh. I turned to the brush fence and all of the smoke and the confusion from the black powder weapons, and as I was crawling over the top of that brush fence, I received a bayonet thrust in the other thigh. I fell into the horse pens, crawled through the horse pen, up and over the brush on the other side, and ran through the prairie grass until I passed out. When I came to, I met several other men who had survived. We were crawling, hiding, traveling by night, and hiding in ponds of water by day when we finally made it to Texana, about 90 miles north of Goliad. While we were there, I was so weak that we were still behind the advancing Mexican lines. I told the men to leave me for dead. I gave them my watch, and $14 of gold pieces to give to my mother when they got back to Courtland, Alabama. Several days later, I was recaptured by the soldados and taken to Victoria, and I stayed in Victoria about 2 or 3 weeks until I was able to make good my escape from Victoria.